This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello, I'm Natalie Pinchem. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for September 17th, 2010. Topics covered in the articles published online this week and featured in this podcast are functional neurosurgery and pitfalls in the publication of scientific literature. A closer look at unilateral versus bilateral deep brain stimulation, or DBS, results of the National Institutes of Health Compare Cohort, a clinical article by Hutentaber and colleagues. The authors have many years of experience of implanting DBS electrodes in the subthalamic nucleus and globus pallidus internus to address Parkinson's disease symptoms in patients. The authors were interested to examine the various reasons underpinning patients' decisions whether or not to undergo a second-sided DBS implantation. In this randomized, blinded study, the authors examined 44 patients with Parkinson's disease who were randomized to receive DBS in the subthalamic nucleus or globus pallidus internus. All patients had complete data sets. At 6 months after unilateral implantation, they were offered a choice whether to receive a contralateral DBS implant. 21 of the 44 patients opted to remain with unilateral implantation and were successfully treated for an average of 3.5 years. Of these 21 patients, 14 had a globus pallidus internus target. The most common reason for adding a second-sided lead was inadequacy to address motor symptoms. Satisfaction with motor outcomes was the most common reason for patients who opted to remain with unilateral implantation. The logistic regression analysis revealed that the odds of proceeding to bilateral DBS was 5 times higher for patients with DBS to the subthalamic nucleus than for those with DBS to the globus pallidus internus. These results support the observation that unilateral DBS is an effective treatment for a subset of patients with Parkinson's disease. Baseline asymmetry is an important factor in the effectiveness and decision-making process between unilateral and bilateral DBS. Pitfalls in the publication of scientific literature, a roadmap to manage conflict of interest and other ethical challenges. A clinical article by Alpesh Patel and co-authors. The publication of medical research has come under increasing scrutiny. A number of high-profile cases have revealed a number of potential pitfalls in the current process of publication and peer review. Unfortunately, the responses to these incidents further demonstrated the scientific community's shortcomings in preventing and managing these limitations. The author's purpose in this paper was to define these potential pitfalls, improve understanding of their effect on the scientific process, and offer possible solutions for prevention and management. A number of steps in the process of publication and peer review have come into question. The definition and determination of authorship, the order of authorship, the submission of complete and appropriate legal documentation, the insurance of data accuracy, and the disclosure of financial conflicts of interest are all possible snares for journals and scientists. Although discussions have typically focused on the researcher, there is still the potential for bias within the peer review and editorial processes. While high-profile cases have revealed overt instances of bias, these pressures may exert a more subtle effect. Understanding the potential for these unintentional effects is critical for optimal prevention and management. While a number of solutions have been discussed, no uniform response currently exists. The key at this time is to provide the reader with a complete list of all potential conflicts. Full transparency of all authors should be obligatory. Journals must identify the means by which data and disclosures can be authenticated. Individuals involved in the peer review process must disclose all potential conflicts. The journal publications themselves must also provide clearly defined potential financial conflicts. With this information, the reader can interpret the reported literature with improved clarity. Thank you for listening. Sign up in iTunes to get all our weekly podcasts delivered straight to you. To read all the articles published by the JNSPG this week, or to visit our podcast archive, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter